Good evening, Ottawa. I'm Ollie McFerguson, and this is another O3 News Bulletin. We begin with an update on the attacks on Parliament and the Montfort Hospital. Dear God, this investigation is taking police longer than clearing a few loud trucks off of Wellington. And as if there haven't been enough delays, we've just learned that the lead investigator, Detective Pam Law, has been suspended with pay indefinitely after she struck the main suspect during an interrogation. Police won't tell us who this suspect is out of fear of instigating a public witch hunt and claiming the individual has a right to privacy. Fuck that individual's privacy. We're gonna find out who it is anyway because we need the clicks for our ad revenue. Now over to Olivia McFerguson with the weather. Olivia!
Thanks, Ollie. I'm Olivia McFerguson, and here's what's going on with the weather. Iceland is no longer PMSing. After months of monitoring volcanic activity all over the icy island country, fissure eruptions finally took place in an area not far from the world-renowned Blue Lagoon. While the affected area remains unsafe for travel, thankfully the lava flow is largely contained. This news story was brought to you by Trojan Fire and Ice Condoms. Send chills down her spine while keeping your red-hot eruptions contained. Local weather now. After record-breaking high temperatures in 2023, many Ottawa residents were disappointed by the lack of snow not only on Christmas Day, but also on New Year's. City planners are now worried the warm weather may prevent skating on the Rideau Canal for a second straight year. Some locals are blaming climate change for the green Christmas, while others are blaming El Niño. I think it's the latter. Only a weather phenomenon with a Mexican name could leave everyone's lawn looking nice and green in the dead of winter. Back to you, Ollie.
Thanks, Olivia. Now over to Oliver McFerguson with sports. Oliver?
Thanks, Ollie. I'm Oliver McFerguson, and this is your sports update. Max Verstappen has just won the 2024 Formula One World Drivers' Championship.
Oliver, don't you mean the 2023 championship?
Well, he won that one too, but no, I mean 2024.
The 2024 season hasn't even started yet.
I know. That's how fast the Flying Dutchman is driving a Red Bull. I'll be sitting down for an interview with Verstappen at the end of the upcoming season, and you can catch it back in 1975. Over to South Africa now. Oscar Pistorius has been released on parole 11 years after killing his then-girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. Pistorius rose to fame competing in both the Paralympic and Olympic Games despite having both feet amputated as a child. Because of the specialized prosthetics he ran on, he was given the nicknames Blade Runner and Tink Tink. I shit you not, go check his Wikipedia page. In a case that shocked the world, Tink Tink fell from grace after he fatally shot Steenkamp on Valentine's Day in 2013. After a lengthy court battle, he was sent to prison with the judge telling him he didn't have a leg to stand on. And on January 5th, after multiple parole hearings, Pistorius was ultimately allowed to walk. Without his prosthetics, because, well, he's an asshole and he looked like a silly goose. And in local hockey news now. The Professional Women's Hockey League's first season is underway, and what a start it has been. Our local team, PWHL Ottawa, faced off against Montreal on opening night, and the game set the all-time attendance record for pro women's hockey with over 8,300 spectators. That record wouldn't stand for long, though, as the ensuing game between Minnesota and Montreal attracted over 13,000 spectators. Incredible news for women's sports. You see, football fans, you don't need a league of women competing in lingerie just to attract spectators. But if interest in the PWHL starts to dip and they do need to cater to sick perverts out there, we can just tell them there's a sport where women don't change their pads for 3 periods. Back to you, Ollie.
Thanks, Oliver. Ugh. Jesus Christ, what a visual. Ugh. Okay, news from south of the border now. Derek Chauvin, the convicted police officer who murdered George Floyd, has been stabbed 22 times in prison. The attack was carried out with an improvised knife by another inmate while the two were in the prison's library. Although he sustained serious injuries, Chauvin is expected to make a full recovery. Netflix is already working on a documentary about the incident, and they're calling it Shivin Chauvin, a breathtaking tale of prison justice. And finally, an update on the so-called Jeffrey Epstein list. Several weeks ago, a judge ruled that court documents related to the dead sex offender's case could be unsealed and made public. The announcement led to widespread speculation that these documents might reveal names of Epstein associates that managed to escape justice. It surely also led to a bunch of rich pedophiles collectively clenching their assholes so tight that all of a sudden they wanted to fuck each other. The documents were originally set to be unsealed on January 1st, but the judge decided to give it a bit more time, which is sound advice for any Epstein associates out there. Now that the documents have been made public, however, everyone realized that they did not contain any major developments, and most of the names they contained already came up during Epstein's trial. So the whole ordeal ended up quite anticlimactic. Just like sex with Prince Andrew. That's all we had for this evening, folks. Remember, Iceland is beautiful this time of year. Keep your lawnmower out until January, and anything men can do, well, just go support your local women's hockey team. I'm Ollie McFerguson, and this was an O3 News Bulletin.